to a Category 5 storm by forecasters. Michael, only the fourth hurricane on record to hit the U.S. as a Category 5. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a big change of seasons behind the storms with a rather brisk forecast. Much cooler today with a high temperature perhaps up to 60, but those winds gusting 15 to 25 miles per hour and higher will make it seem a lot colder. Occasional showers from time to time today and maybe a couple of leftover showers tonight. It turns colder tonight, low 45. The sun returns tomorrow, but still rather brisk, high 66. Gusty winds add a bite to the air. Then chilly again Saturday night, low temperature by Easter sunrise. Sunrise 45, but a great recovery during the day on Easter with a high near 80. Sunshine and nearly perfect for the holiday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
in 7 minutes after 10.
I like Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, we were talking off air about, did they get like a bad rap or whatever among like music fan, you know? Like, you know, big music fan can be terrible. You know, like, they're not real grunge.
Yeah, music fan is often worse than just casual listener.
Yeah. Or like, you know, it's like when people say, you know, Dave, you're a big Deadhead. Well, I like the Grateful Dead, but not enough to be a Deadhead. I don't like anything enough to be a head of anything.
Like Stone Temple Pilots head.
I'm not even a Rolling Stones head. I really like I like certain bands a lot, but I also listen to, you know.
What's the last concert you went to?
Oh gosh, it was recent.
I don't even know that I know.
I went to see Drive-By Truckers in Athens, and then a week later, I went to see the two of the main dudes from the Future Birds over at Waverly play like a 30-person little house show thing.
That's better than Drive-By Truckers.
Wrong.
Our number 272-9228.
It's different.
It's called the Zip Lounge now. Johnny Zip.
Get it right.
I had three different people text me and tell me. I had no idea we knew people that drank at 7 a.m. Our number 272-9228, 9 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Those tuning in wanting a jack update, he's doing much, much better. I talked to him yesterday. He is close to being, back at full strength, but it's going to be a while. It's a little bit of recovery from everything that he had going on, and he'll get there. But it's nothing major and nothing he can't recover from. So I appreciate your thoughts on Jack, and I've let him know, all the people who've reached out and said to let him know he's thinking about him. I do pass those along because I know if you are recovering, it feels nice. It feels nice to know people thinking about you. 9 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who is this?
J.D.
Hey, J.D. I'm going to talk to you, and then I'm going to address Mike's question. But go ahead.
Bye. I was just curious, and this is somewhat off topic with an active imagination. I was curious as to how you would see Nick Saban actually handling the press for the president, for the White House.
I think it's a ridiculously absurd idea.
Just seeing how he handles the normal press conferences, and how idiotic some of these questions that these reporters constantly ask.
You don't think Sarah Sanders does a good enough job?
There are no stupid questions.
She does a phenomenal job. People. You know what? Between her and I think Barr does a great job handling the press with all the questions they bombarded him with the other day.
Yeah.
They were straight, direct, and to the point. Like, look, you know.
Would make a great press secretary for the White House?
Exactly.
Your humble host.
You know what? I would like to see that.
I would do a phenomenal job.
In fact, I'm
putting in my name right now to replace Sarah Sanders because she's probably going to get canned for being called out as a liar in the Mueller report.
Well, you know what? I will vote. I would vote for you.
Yeah, I would too. I would too, frankly.
Well, hey, I enjoy the show as always. So let y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it. All right, here's my answer to Mike's question. I just didn't want whoever that was to have to sit through a whole segment. Here's my answer to Mike's question. Why doesn't Trump address Obama? He does.
Yeah.
He does all the time.
Well,
presidency
is predicated on it, right?
That was the premise of his presidency. You don't tell me I can't do something.
Well, they made fun of him at the, was it the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it wasn't the Al Smith Dinner.
Mm-mm. It was the Correspondents' Dinner.
I always get this, I mean, they're kind of the same thing.
They're similar. Settings the same.
Yeah. And so, there was a line in there about Trump had talked about running for president in 2012 and then didn't.
Yeah, and Seth Meyers said, I always assumed he was Seth said he may run as a Republican. I always assumed he was running as a joke.
And then Obama
piled on. And then Obama got on there and mentioned him like 5 or 6 times, and you could just see Trump
seething.
Well, we've played that clip on it.
Yeah.
You could just see him just seething. Yeah, seething's a great word. He just you know, like searing his eyes into Obama, essentially saying, I will run, I will win, and I will destroy your legacy. If for no other reason than just because I can't.
Because you told me I couldn't.
It's like the lady who told me I'd be back when I told her I didn't want Copenhagen that was over $5 and I was going to quit.
Most of America, most of American history can be summed up by don't tell me what to do.
Right. Right.
Oh, you think that we can't? Oh, we can.
Well, it's like,
watch me.
I'm not kidding. That lady's smart little remark is the reason I don't dip today.
Yeah.
Because as I was walking out, she said, you'll be back. And I stopped and said, no, I won't. And I'm not.
I never have.
And I never have. And I probably, honestly,
should find that lady and give her at least $5 or something.
Well, I would have gone back the next day.
Right.
Because I would have woken up.
You'd be like, man, I need a dip.
I'd have woken up. I'd have been in the shower and be like, Copenhagen tastes right now. 12 minutes after 10 o'clock. So don't tell people they can't do something. What was the saying? If you say you can't or you can, you're right.
Yeah, that's right.
If you say you can or you can't, you're right. That's the saying. All right. Donald Trump told Michael Cohen to fully cooperate with the Mueller probe. This according to the Mueller report. President Trump told attorney Michael Cohen to fully cooperate with Congress, contradicting the BuzzFeed report that the president ordered him to lie. Oh, stop me if I don't believe something written in the BuzzFeed. What a stupid name. BuzzFeed. Top 11 ways you know Trump told Michael Cohen not to cooperate. Number 6 will shock you.
Pick a name from the Mueller report and we'll tell you when you're going to get married.
Exactly. President instructed Cohen, the report says, that he should cooperate because there was nothing there. The report says, quoting, who do you think they quoted for that? Cohen.
Oh. So oh, yeah, duh.
Cohen tells the FBI that right. The president instructed him he should cooperate with the FBI because there was nothing there. That's what he tells the FBI. Then he goes to BuzzFeed and Congress and says that Trump told him to lie. I'm telling you, I don't think Trump was disappointed in Cohen getting arrested. I think Trump knew exactly who Cohen was from the beginning. That guy's a scumbag. You don't hire a guy like Cohen because you respect him. You hire him because like, he'll do whatever he wants.
It's like in Breaking Bad. You don't, yes. You don't need a criminal lawyer. You need a criminal lawyer.
That's Cohen.
I mean, you need a dude that'll pay off
strippers.
You pay off a tryst and then from his house, home equity line of credit.
And then got reimbursed from the campaign.
Well, it's campaign spending.
Oh, no, he got reimbursed from Trump himself. That's what it was.
Baron, I thought that the campaign was just enriching Trump and all his family.
That was you know how much money they've lost? You know how many hundreds of millions of dollars the Trump family has lost?
But Baron, they spent $10 million this year, and $125,000 of it has been at Trump hotels or Trump properties.
Well.
You know how little money that is?
Yeah.
That's barely even a line item in a $10 million campaign.
Donald Trump is not getting rich off the presidency. He's losing money off the presidency. George W. Bush got rich off the presidency.
Well, he was already rich.
Yeah, but he got richer. Well. He was worth $40 million when he went in. He was worth like hundreds of millions when he got out.
Well.
Bill Clinton
the Rangers
was
sold
broke
for
when he got
price.
There.
He was also broke. Well, he's technically broke when he went out.
Yeah, until the next day.
Right.
On January 21, they signed a book deal worth $20 million.
Well.
And now they're worth hundreds of millions.
Well.
Billions. I think, here's my theory. They're all worth billions. Every president since Reagan.
Yeah.
Is worth billions. George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. All worth billions. Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. But they don't show it. There's a reason the Bush family bought hundreds of thousands of acres in Uruguay or wherever it was. That wasn't a mistake, people. And it's not a conspiracy theory. You can go look it up. It's just fact. They bought hundreds of thousands of acres down there. What are they doing? Hundreds of thousands of acres there? Why there? Huh. We'll be back. 16 after 10.
Most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on this month?
With tax season here, you need to take advantage of our last month for off-season pricing and use your tax refund to invest in your home's indoor comfort with a new energy-efficient system.
Are you wondering how to spend your tax refund wisely? Use it on a new system or as a down payment and save up to 50% of improve your heating and cooling usage on your utilities.
Call now for a free estimate and for a limited time, get a low, affordable off-season price.
Great idea. Save now, invest in your home's indoor comfort, and save on your utilities every month.
And if you don't want to use your tax refund, that's okay. Call and ask us about our new smart financing program.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today. Invest your tax refund in your home's indoor comfort. Call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, Bo Goodson at charter.net.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, has stopped by the program. ASE Credit Union is your place to go. I talked to somebody just, when was it, yesterday, 2 days ago? They called me and they said, Baron, I'm at one of these big box banks and they won't let me open a checking account for my business. They did.
No, they didn't. They did not call you and say, but Baron.
Well, they said, Grand Mufti.
Exactly.
And they said, I'm at one of these gigantic big box banks, and I can't get my bank, my big box bank to open a checking account for me for my business. I said, have you gone to ASE Credit Union? So you know what they did? They got a checking account open. They left their big box bank. They went where I recommended. They got a checking account open. And the next thing you know, they're in business.
What did it cost them?
Nada.
Nah.
Nothing. You know what it cost to open a checking account at ASE Credit Union?
Nothing.
You put a dollar in and never do anything else. It's free. Absolutely free. 100%, 100%, absolutely free checking. You can also get things like car interest loans that are very, very low rates, new and used cars. They got commercial loans for your businesses, and they don't charge you an arm and a leg. And they loan to the individual. They don't own to the credit number. They loan to the individual. So they'll actually look at your individual circumstances. So if you got a little ding on there, you can explain, call them. ASE Credit Union. On the web, yourasecu.com. Yourasecu.com. 9 locations in the River Region. 5,000 co-op locations around the country where you can make a deposit, withdraw a little money while you're on the road, use an ATM, any number of things. So get and Get in one of their lobbies and open a checking account. ASC Credit Union. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Our number 272-9228. This phone, by the way, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Bath Innovations of Alabama. Bath Innovations of Alabama is on the Eastern Boulevard. Ask them about the acrylic products. Kellyanne Conway and her husband, George Conway. If Dave, if your position is correct that they're setting this up for a Mary Madeline, James Carville type run afterwards.
I don't see what else they're doing. I don't see what else it could be.
Because I would go home and pimp slap George Conway if I was Kellyanne Conway. I would go home and pimp slap George Conway. He may be the worst human being on earth. She says after the Mueller report released that the press owes the president an apology. I would go one step farther. They owe the president. Who was the guy, Dave, who rode into town and he wasn't supposed to have a sword with him and he had a sword so he disemboweled himself?
Yeah. He was a Roman. I know exactly what you're talking about.
The press needs to disembowel themselves. I'm telling you, honest people would resign when you're that wrong. If I came on the radio every day and said I had evidence of Russian collusion, and I knew they had evidence of Russian collusion, and then it came out and they said, there's no evidence of Russian collusion, I would resign in disgrace. I would say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I was so wrong that I can't continue to operate in this job. You will not possibly have faith in me.
But they don't.
No, they're not going to. Because their job isn't to report the news. Their job is to promote an agenda.
Exactly.
Promote an agenda. The globalist corporatist whores they are. 24 minutes after 10 o'clock, Dave, Barron, and Clay. Who's this?
Hey, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Good morning, Barron. I just wanted to let you know I got three of my friends that enjoy you and Jack's show, and I listen to it just as much as I can, but the front porch crew over there is Jerry, Tommy, and Darren listen to you. But I got a legal question. I've got a friend. Now, for starters, I know you're familiar, very familiar with law, and that's the reason I wanted to call. He's been charged and went to court, scheduled to go to court. They said that it was going to get no bail. Do you have to go to court to be no bail?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay, because he was under the impression that it was getting no bail, okay, or whatever. So it's been 2 years since this happened. 2017, and here it is 2019, and he's just not going to the first court of his. Are they that backed up?
Yeah, they are.
Good God.
Yeah. You don't have to go to court for it to be no build, but that's different from having a court date that you have to go to before it's no build. So
be
careful about the question you're asking. Because if you have a court date and you don't go, that could be a problem.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
that's different from the question you asked me was, do you have to go to court for it to be no bill?
That's when the popo shows up at your house.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
Okay.
No, so, I'm just curious. I mean, it can be no bill after you make your court appearance.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good enough for me.
See, you get arrested and you get a court appearance. And then it goes to a grand jury, and the grand jury can no bill it.
Okay.
And
so I'm taking it.
But it can also go to the grand jury before you get arrested, before your court appearance.
Okay, so you know more about it than I do.
That's correct.
I'll stick to painting. You stick to law.
All right, that's fair enough.
Thank you. I appreciate
it, sir. I wanted to ask so badly what the hell was going on.
He had a friend.
Yeah. Someone who isn't me.
Asking for a friend.
Your friend ought to hire a lawyer, sounds like.
Correct.
If your friend has a case in front of the grand jury and hasn't hired a lawyer,
screwed.
Very high possibility. There's a reason lawyers exist. Our number 272922. Who's this?
Everybody hates lawyers.
Until you need one.
Then they're your best friend.
Hey, who's this?
It's Nato. How you doing, man?
Nato?
Nato.
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 That's right.
Oh, Nate.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Nate O.
How you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing. I'm hanging in there doing good. Hey, check this out. I know you've had the mayor in and y'all touched on this subject before, but what is the latest standing on these red light cameras and tickets?
They are in a force. They're in effect. If you run them, you will receive a ticket in the mail.
Okay, so you do have to pay it then.
I didn't say, guys, what is wrong with people today? Uh-oh. I didn't say anything about having to pay it. You asked me a question, I answered the question. Just like my man a minute ago says, oh, okay, so you don't have to go to court? No. I didn't say that. I said,
yeah.
Listen, if the red light cameras are up, and if you run one, they will send you a ticket. That was your question you asked me.
Roger,
if you want to ask a follow-up question, I'll be happy to answer that. But don't assume anything based on what I've already said. Would you like to ask a follow-up question, Nato?
I know that there was a lawyer trying to get that, banned or,
they try it all the time, but it's a legislative thing and they're allowed to do it.
Like the speed cars, they ban those, correct?
Correct. They don't use those anymore.
Okay. Because, I got a ticket in the mail and it's from one state and the people that you pay is in a totally different state and it's nothing in Montgomery, Alabama.
I cannot give you legal advice telling you not to pay the ticket, but I can do this. I can't give you legal advice, period, nor would I over the air. But I will tell you this. In my experience, those who don't pay those tickets don't face many ramifications.
Sure.
Or you can go to court and fight it and put up the bond and appeal it to circuit court and explain how it's unconstitutional.
Or you can just pay the damn $60 and get over it.
Yeah, or not run red lights.
Yeah. Well, I want to see the camera. I want to see the video.
They'll show you the video.
They show you a pic. There's a picture of you comes.
They
send the picture of your vehicle.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it, man.
Here's a follow-on question. Why do we have so many red lights in this town?
So many red lights?
There are just lights in general. I would say that you could get rid of 70% of the traffic lights and traffic would flow better.
Wrong.
When's the last time you drove down Atlanta Highway?
Oh, no. It would flow better, but you couldn't get on it or off. I mean, never. You could never get on Atlanta Highway without traffic lights.
That's the bigger question. And the answer to that is because they've had the same guy doing lights for 40 years.
I know.
And he needs to be fired or replaced.
Yes.
Well, but you
repeal
also,
and replace.
You also have to think about syncing traffic lights. You can't sync them in both directions. If you're going east,
on the
one-way street down there, like Jefferson, if you go downtown and you go back behind Madison Avenue, those lights are boom, boom, boom. Arbor Street and South Street, those lights are all synced.
Yeah, they are.
You can do that on one-way streets, but on two-way streets, if they're synced going east, they're not going to be synced going west.
But if you're going on 85 and you get off at exit 1 and you're headed downtown and you stay on the access road, you'll see where you'll get stopped at a light. And then the next one's green, but the one after that's red, and the next one...
No, those are synced.
No, they're not.
That's Arbonne South.
No, they're not.
They are during the week. At night, they go to a demand.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
And on the weekend.
And I've advocated for this for 10 years. Every light downtown, after 5...
Should be blinking.
Should be blinking.
Or after
5:45.
They used to.
Every single light downtown after 5:45.
I have run the red light by the federal courthouse coming out of downtown by that bookstore and all that.
Yeah.
500 times.
Why don't you go right at the Y right there?
Yeah,
go right and then take a left.
I know you can do that, but
because that's turning one way on a one way, and you don't have to yield to the light.
Just make it easy on me and make the lights blinking.
Yeah, that's true.
All about Dave.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't have to game the system.
Well, it's not only that. Here's the bigger problem. You get off an interstate exit and you turn left to go over the interstate. You will always get stopped by that light.
At the next light.
You'll always get stopped. And I don't care how fast. You could be in a brand new Corvette.
Happened to me last night.
You cannot get to that light before it changes.
But here's the thing. Okay, if we're talking about. So let's talk about Perry Hill, right?
Yes.
You take a left. The next light is red.
Right.
The next light's green. The next light's red. The next light's green.
Yeah.
Why? And you do not need that. You do not need that light by the Whole Foods. Tough. Don't turn left out of there.
No, that needs to be no turn left.
Just tough.
Yeah. Same thing coming out of East Chase. You need to go right.
Correct.
And if you want to go back into town, take Berry Hill.
Yep.
If you want to go back towards Vaughn Road, take Berry Hill out of East Chase. Don't go to that light. Why do people go to that light and try to turn left?
Because they only know one way.
This is ridiculous.
Again, I'm just saying, you can get rid of half the lights in this town, and it would improve the quality of life.
Everybody freaked out when they made Chantilly that Michigan left.
Oh,
it's the greatest thing in the history of the world.
Because nobody will drive there anymore.
That's fine.
You can't get anywhere from there.
No, you can't turn left into those gas stations and into those other roads, and you can't.
God, you know that has killed that Liberty Station.
It has.
I would be furious if I owned that place.
And you know what it's gonna, what's gonna make more money than God is that new MAPCO going in across the street.
Yeah,
I'll stop there. I actually do try to take that little jog to get into that Liberty Station sometimes, just to throw them a bone. But it's hard to beat Costco gas. And if you're a Costco member, I mean, it's saving like 60 cents a gallon. It's not even close. Not even close. I got premium gas the other day for like $2.61. It was $3.19 in Pike Road.
Good Lord.
It's a waste of money.
What is premium gas?
Yeah.
Car requires.
Not if you have a high-speed car like Barron's.
Car requires. It's what it says.
I know it's what it says.
Well, you think they lie to me?
No. Nobody would ever make a deal with gas companies saying, hey, put this sticker on your car that says requires premium gas.
That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back.
You're a sucker.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region. With WOW's super fast internet bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's WOW. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change, restrictions apply.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
From the Fox Business Network, Nissan is responding to reports in Japan that it is slashing production this year as completely incorrect. The report said Nissan is cutting global production by about 15%, reversing an aggressive expansion campaign promoted by former chairman Carlos Ghosn. Nissan says it will reveal its production plans for the year on May 14th when it announces financial results for the year. And reports in Tokyo say Ghosn could be indicted as early as Monday on new charges. The National Enquirer is being sold to the head of the Hudson News convenience store chain. James Cohen's family built the chain, which operates in airports and rail stations. Cohen will also purchase the Enquirer's sister tabloids, The Globe and National Examiner. Several grocery, pharmacy, and discount chains will be open on Easter Sunday, among them Rite Aid, Walmart, and Sears. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a big change of seasons behind the storms with a rather brisk forecast. Much cooler today with a high temperature perhaps up to 60, but those winds gusting 15 to 25 miles per hour and higher will make it seem a lot colder. Occasional showers from time to time today and maybe a couple of leftover showers tonight. It turns colder tonight, low 45. The sun returns tomorrow, but still rather brisk, high 66. Gusty winds add a bite to the air. Then chilly again Saturday night, low temperature by Easter sunrise. Rise 45, but a great recovery during the day on Easter with a high near 80. Sunshine and nearly perfect for the holiday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web. ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal housing lender.
Car sneaking into the left lane and going a little faster. Don't tell the state trooper it was my fault.
And don't drive more than 1.5 miles without passing someone else. You get a fine.
This is great highway music, friends. Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall. Miss Dot is great highway shopping. Man, when you need something to do, when you got to get a gift. I heard just the other day someone saying, I don't know what to get my mom. I'm not a good gift buyer. Hey, Eastbrook Flea Market is the place to go. You go wander around in there, you'll find the gift you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for something specific, some dishes, some furniture, some wall covering, something to put on those walls, those bare walls you have all over your house. Hey, go to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. They're on the Coliseum Boulevard just off Atlanta Highway. They got absolutely everything in there. I mean, you think about it. 60,000 square feet, 200 vendors. They're going to have a little bit of everything. Knickknacks, historical items, treasures. Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall. When you get the opportunity to go by there, do a little people watching. My favorite thing to do. A little people watching. I love watching people. I'll sit in those rocking chairs sometimes 30 minutes or an hour watching people walk by. I'm telling you, it is high entertainment. High entertainment. They got coffee. They got good coffee right there. Get you a cookie. Just sit and relax and watch people go by. Don't feel bad about it either. You're not them. 41 minutes after 10 o'clock. Go by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall when you get a chance. The Trump campaign is savage, people. Savage. Oh, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, our friend 84 joins us. The phones, the Bath Innovation of Alabama phones, 272-9228 if you want to get into the radio program. Here is the statement on the Mueller report from the campaign. President Trump has been fully and completely exonerated yet again. Now the tables have turned. It's time to investigate the liars who instigated this sham investigation into the president, motivated by political retribution and based on no evidence whatsoever. There is simply no denying that spying did occur on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, as Attorney General Barr himself noted in testimony before Congress. Barr went on to testify that there was a failure among a group of leaders there at the upper echelon of the FBI, and I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. Now that the collusion and obstruction conspiracy theories have been exposed for the pathetic hoaxes they always were, the Obama-era DOJ and FBI must answer for their misdeeds and the scam they perpetrated against the American people. Justice will be served. That is a statement on the Trump campaign.
Well,
Brad Parscale is a savage, stone-blooded killer. Holy mackerel. that's fantastic. I hope that... Oh, I forgot to mention when I did Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, they're going to have a spring yard sale on the 27th. Starts at 6 a.m. What's that? Not this weekend, but next weekend, maybe?
Yeah, that's...
Next weekend, next Saturday.
Hey, I'm going to be out of town that weekend.
They're having a spring yard sale at Eastbrook Flea Market on the 27th, 6 a.m. I'll be there. I will be there. I love a yard sale. Good yard sale? At a flea market?
Rain or shine.
I'll be there in the parking lot next Saturday. I don't know if I'll get there quite at 6 a.m., but I'll be there by 7.
You better be there at 5:30 if it's a yard sale.
Why?
Gosh, you got to get there early.
See, here's the deal.
Man, we had a yard sale once, and got out there. Like, we had the yard sale, and we were out there at 5:30, and like 5 o'clock. People were like creeping by.
No, we did that one time in Pentlala. We lived in Felix Lasser's house.
Uh-huh.
They knocked on our door like an hour before it opened.
You're like, calm down.
And some woman said, I'll buy it all for $300. You're like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Go back to bed.
Sail over.
Yeah, sail over. She just started loading on a truck.
So you realize that crap ain't worth $100, so take it.
It might have been. I mean, maybe there was some jewel in there I didn't know, you know, whatever.
I seriously doubt it.
She took it all. I didn't have to deal with a yard sale. So, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, right? And all the junk was gone, not just like...
Yes, and I didn't have to, like, afterwards take anything to the dump. Genius. Who's this?
Hey, this is JJ. What was that piece you just read? Who was that from?
That was from Brad Parscale. He's the campaign manager of Trump 2020.
That's all I had. Thank you so much.
Yeah. April 18, statement on release of full Mueller report. I'm telling you.
The Democrats are wrong.
They're going to win a lot of states.
This is a good song choice. You know why?
Why?
7 years ago today, LaVon Helm died.
I'm assuming he was in the band.
Yeah. He's the one dude in the band that was from the South. All the rest of them were Canadians, Baron.
You are kidding me.
You didn't know you were playing Canadian music?
Turn it off.
I just ruined Baron's life. He'll never listen to that band again.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome in. It's 12 minutes till the top of the hour. This hour is a program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. They don't listen to Canadian artists at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Now, you don't know that.
Well, I can guess. Garbage people over there north of the border.
Too loud?
God, yes. Too much Todd Rundgren? Or
no,
just
no,
too loud
it's
in general?
Been too loud all day.
Has it?
Yeah. But I just really noticed it when you played this song.
Is that better, Dave?
Well, he's got those professional headphones
that's
now.
Right, exactly.
Turn you down to, is that better?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well.
Much nicer.
I had you on my level, and I'm pretty deaf.
Apparently.
Well, listen, Rich can't hear.
Right.
Jack can't hear.
Emily cannot hear.
Well, but hold on, I'm thinking of people that sit in that seat. Hang on. Rich sits there, can't hear. Dan sits there, can't hear. Jack sits there, can't hear. So all day it's
this is Max. This is the deaf chair, but then I come in and... I mean, like, it's so loud to me that callers come through distorted sometimes when they try to yell or they try to talk loud.
Let me turn you down. Is that better on Clay's volume there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How do you guys hear it that?
I mean,
we're not deaf.
I'm convinced Clay can hear things on the other side of the planet.
The only thing I don't like about it being this low is that, like, I can barely tell when I'm talking into the mic or not. So turn me up just a little. There you go.
I do have very good hearing. It drives me crazy when I go hunting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can hear a squirrel from like 100 yards, and I'm like, oh, here comes a deer.
Yep.
No, squirrel.
happened to me last time I was out there.
100 yards.
Big hunter.
And not anymore.
Big in hunting.
He's a hunting guy. Loves hunting.
Used to be.
That reminds me of a great joke. Let me see if I can make this clean to tell on air. I'm going to get to Kim Williams' spot.
I'll say we're stepping all over your spot.
I see if I can make this clean. So this guy goes out, and he makes his way to a bunch of Indians, and he walks up to them, Native Americans, back 1880s.
Feathered, not dotted.
And he walks out there, and he says, "What do you?" He says, "I notice it's only men in this group here. What do you guys do for fun?" And they're like, "Yeah, we play sports. We ride horses." He's like, "No, I mean real fun." They're like, "Well, you know, we'll raid another village." And they're like, "No, I mean like." How do you get your rocks off? And they said, "Oh, hey, come here, we'll show you." And so they go down to the they go down to the little creek, and there's a horse tied up. And the guy thinks, "Great, they're into horses." So they say, "All right, you go first." And he's like, "Oh man," but he didn't want to offend them. So he has his way with the horse. Horses kicking and making noise, and life goes on. And he gets done, and he walks back over, and he says, "Yeah, it's interesting. It's not something we do back in New York City, but I'm glad you guys showed me what you do." They said, "Oh, we were just waiting for you to get done so we could get on the horse and ride across the river where the women are."
Well, old Mr. Hands.
Alabama Home Mortgage does great work, guys, great work. They can get you a new house or they can refinance the house you're in. Either way, you're going to be saving money. Alabama Home Mortgage specializes in saving money and has saved our audience millions and millions and millions. I mean, tens of millions?
Millions of dollars.
Maybe hundreds of millions that we're saving, that's staying right here in the River Region and not going to some bank in New York City. And that's where it would have gone. It would have just been interest, just up in smoke. But you go to Alabama Home Mortgage, things are different. Things are different. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams and her team over there are standing by as we speak, ready to take your calls, ready to get your quote started and talk to you. It's really just a 5 or 10 minute call. Very easy. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. I am starving.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I am starving.
You hungry?
The last 4 or 5 days, I brought a yogurt in here in the morning.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And I've been eating the yogurt
downstairs
at some point. Down, you know, I'd step out in the break and I'd pound the yogurt real fast, step back in, get back on the mic. I didn't do that today because I thought, you know what, that's a bad habit to get into. I've been for more than a year or two skipping breakfast every day, not eating until 12, keeping my body svelte.
He is svelte, listeners.
I probably lost 20 pounds in the last year.
Yeah, I think that's right, at least.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Well, I don't know when that picture downstairs was taken.
I've lost 30 since that picture was taken.
You sure it's not more?
Holy mackerel, I was swollen in that picture.
You was swole.
Why is that picture still there?
You haven't demanded it be replaced?
Oh, I have.
You look like you're like...
You haven't brought your own in?
I have not.
You're a twinkie shy, about 250 in that picture.
I wasn't that big. I'd have been a twinkie shy of 200 in that picture. About mid-170s now. So, yeah, I'm probably 25 pounds lighter than I was in that picture. But not only that, I had
better haircut, too.
All right, Dave, I'm going to break the picture. Who's in charge of the picture downstairs?
We need to know. It's ruining your reputation among the 9 people that see it.
Yeah.
Like, look at this terrible picture. It's essentially me. I'm the only person that's ever noticed.
No, you're not, because I've had guests say, is that you on the wall down there?
Well, look at Joey's picture.
Yeah.
Well, Joey just looks young.
Joey was 12 in his picture. I don't think anybody still looks like they do in that picture. Rick kind of does. Skipper, maybe. But not for Sam.
Dan's pretty close.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, nobody really looks the same. None of the younger people.
Yeah.
Emily doesn't look the same.
Fresh looks the same.
Emily looks like she imported the picture from, you know, third grade. I don't know. Got to get these pictures taken. Shouldn't a company every 4 or 5 years redo the pictures?
You'd think.
Especially when I'm at my lowest weight in a while.
Since high school.
Yeah. All right, our number 272-9228. That's the Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline there, 272-9228. If you want to be get in, this is the type of news I live for. This was on Fox News.
I like that this could go anywhere. David is bearing this for.
Missouri woman allegedly smashes restaurant window with bat because it didn't have chocolate ice cream.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
A woman allegedly smashed the windows of a St. Louis restaurant with an aluminum bat last month. She didn't have the courtesy to use a wood bat. After she was told they were out of chocolate ice cream. Woman also spit on and threatened workers at a... You want to guess what restaurant this was?
McDonald's.
Rally's.
Ooh.
You know what? I love Rally's.
Great fries.
There was a Rally's around the corner from where we lived in college.
Yeah.
And they had those 99-cent hamburgers.
Yeah.
You talking about at Auburn?
Yes.
The Auburn Rally's. Oh, my God.
Right there on the corner of Gay and Glenn.
I lived on Rally's and Hardee's.
I lived right behind that. Like, right behind that. So I could, it didn't matter what time of day it was, I could roll over there. I could roll out of bed at 11. I could be eating hamburgers by 11:02. And they would not charge you. You could go triple pickle on that thing.
Oh, man.
Write them a check.
Yeah, write them a check for $1.07. Because there's only eight cents tax back then.
I'm serious. You wrote checks everywhere at Auburn.
I wrote a check
amazing.
I wrote a check at the Citgo station across the street from there for a newspaper one time. It was 52 cents. Or 50 cents, whatever it was. I wrote a check right there. Ice cream. I like ice cream as much as the next year. I never got my ice cream maker, by the way.
No?
I had a whole show about ice cream makers. I never got one.
Somebody was supposed to give you one.
My mom. And I was at her house not long ago, and I didn't get it. I forgot. I'm about to make a special trip up there just to get it.
It's not your mom's fault.
I'm going to Birmingham in a month. I might skimmy on up to her house and grab it.
because it's just such a short jaunt.
It's just right there. 2 hours away from Birmingham.
So you're going to spend $40 in gas to get a free ice cream maker.
It's a $100 ice cream maker. I'm coming out $60 a head.
If you look on eBay.
What do you make an hour, Baron?
Depends on the hour. Depends on who's billing.
At the radio station or at the law office? Those are two different hours.
Depends on who I'm billing.
Two different deals. Let's see here. Legal weed in Canada struggles to compete with the black market. I actually didn't see this coming. You know why, though? I had to read the story to figure out why. It's not just because the weed is better on the black market. It's not just because people are used to their man who will drive it to their house. It's because they couldn't keep up with demand.
That's right. Yeah, they sold out.
Right.
Like, immediately.
Canadians paid 57% on average more for legal cannabis than they did from their drug dealer, according to the data. Since October, when pot became legal, consumers purchasing legal cannabis paid $7.47 per gram on average, compared with buyers in the black market who paid an average of $4.70 per gram. I'm trying to do a little math here. What's 470 times 28.35? Trying to figure out if they're getting ripped off or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I say I can't do that.
$133. That's a brown frown right there. Our number 2729228. Who's this?
This is Fred Grand Mufti.
Well, I knew when we started talking pot that Fred would call the Grand Mufti.
Well, you were talking about the rolling out and getting a hamburger, and I'm going to tell a funny story from back in the day.
All right.
Me and a couple of friends of mine were, we were doing inventory on the emergency drawer.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we rolled up to McDonald's, and we pooled our money together, and they said, can we take your order? I'm like, how many cheeseburgers can we get for $7.08?
How deep into the emergency drawer were you?
Oh, we were looking at the back.
Did you have your credit card out and you're scraping the scrapings off the bottom to see if you could get one more out of it?
No, I wouldn't do anything like that.
All right.
Y'all have a good day. I love Friday.
Bye. I do too. Thank you, Fred. I knew Fred would call when we had an emergency drawer conversation.
It's like Randall when there's a pretty woman in the studio.
Well, speaking of, he's on hold.
Oh, really?
First call today, though.
Trying to get in at that 11 o'clock hour, I noticed on Friday.
Ah, who normally shows up at 11 o'clock?
Hate to disappoint Randall.
Poor Randall.
We'll be back.
In the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The White House celebrating the Mueller report.